Thank you very much, Madam Vice President. Peru wishes to welcome the delegation of Dominica and thanks it for its report and presentation. We acknowledge the significant progress made since 2019 to move forward in promoting and protecting human rights. Of note is the adoption of the Social Assistance Program for survivors of domestic violence and the establishment of the National Commission for Persons with Disabilities. In a constructive spirit, Peru recommends 1. Deepen efforts underway to bolster the legal framework protecting children from all forms of exploitation and ensure that victims have access to effective assistance services which are age appropriate. 2. Review legislation in force so as to guarantee the right to education without discrimination. As part of that framework, we would request that efforts be stepped up to guarantee free-of-charge education for minors under the age of 12 and improve enrollment levels, particularly at preschool and secondary levels. 3. Redouble efforts to stamp out wage disparities based on gender, rectifying the differences in remuneration of men and women for work of equal value. And 4. Consider undertaking necessary reforms which provide and guarantee full and effective protection against discrimination, both in the public as well as in the private sector. And we hope that this new cycle of the UPR will contribute to the enjoyment of human rights in Dominica. I thank you.
I thank Peru.